tribe member, Dan Garita. Dan, the pizza man, tribe member founder of the Traveling Veterans Museum.
Awesome.
Thank you for that, and good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Means a lot to be able to talk, especially about Veterans Day, because it means a lot to me and a lot to most of the people. And I've been doing this for over 15 years, traveling around, and I think you guys know how much it means to me. I gave you all a copy of the book I just wrote this year. So, you know, trying to bring back the voices of those who can't speak anymore, you know, all those people that have passed on. And I accomplished it with this book.
So, thank you for a copy of that book. Yeah. And we're linked up. So if anyone wants to get a copy of it, it'll be at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. There's a very cool way to pay tribute to veterans today in Brantford. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so today I'm going to be at the Brantford Evergreen Woods Retirement Community doing a presentation. It's actually for the residents, but you know, I can get a few people in if they reach out to me. However, I will be doing shows all this week. But yeah, today in Brantford, I'm doing one at 2 o'clock, It's based on all the stuff that I've collected over the last 20 something years. A lot of local items from veterans and families.
Give us an example of a few of them.
All right. So, one of the items I have is from a pilot. He was shot down, over the English Channel in 1942 by, Focke Wulfs. He was in a P-47. So I have his flight suit he gave to me personally, and I ended up tracking down his dress uniform along with the Distinguished Service Cross that he earned, which is one step below the Medal of Honor.
Wow.
Because instead of bailing out over land, he was shot up. His legs were shot with shrapnel, his wrists. He turned the plane around using his elbows, bailed out over the water, and was knocked unconscious. And here's the funny story. A little old lady came, picked him up, and brought him back to New Haven. So he wakes up, and he's like, "Where am I?" And the nurse says, "You're in New Haven." He's like, "Connecticut? No, New Haven, England." And the little old lady was a fishing boat that picked him up, because at that time, if you picked up downed pilots, you'd be given a stipend by the government for rescuing them.
Oh, nice.
So, because he risked his own life by crashing into the water rather than bailing out over land, because his plane would have struck a town, he was given the Distinguished Service Cross, which only 700 Air Corps members in World War II were given. And he was supposed to get the Medal of Honor, but they passed him for that one. But I was pleasured. I was honored to meet him. And he lived in Brantford. And he gave me his flight suit, and then I tracked down his uniform.
The flight suit or a flight suit?
Well, it was the actual flight suit that he wore when he got back to Connecticut in 1944. He trained P-51 pilots out of Bradley Airfield, which is now Bradley Airport. And they ended up strafing the beaches of Meigs Point in Hammonasset. And that's how they were training. They were training to strafe. And there's actually a P-51 Mustang that crashed about 200 yards off the Meigs Point. And you can still see it if you go diving.
Why wouldn't they pull that out and put it somewhere where, you know, we can honor it for, you know, whatever,
right,
for the future? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, why would
you
leave it there?
That's a good question. I know. Nobody was killed in it, so it's not like it's a hollowed site.
Right.
It may have just been that it was so damaged. It wasn't worth the trouble of pausing the strafing runs that they would do almost on a daily basis to go and dredge this thing up.
Or they said, "So made a boo-boo, let's leave it over here."
Talking to Dan Garita, tribe member Dan, the pizza man. He's founder of the Traveling Veterans Museum, and we're linked up to all his stuff at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. This museum is just packed with stuff from Connecticut veterans, and it just tells a story that they can't tell anymore. It's pretty amazing what you did with this. Thanks. So, Dan, thank you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks, man. Oh, I got to tell you one other thing. I had the pleasure of meeting two vets One was Colonel Tibbetts, who dropped the atomic bomb. And the other was Arlie Ermey, who I had the pleasure of doing shots with.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Let's go back to this atomic bomb thing. So tell me this story.
Well, I was in Reading, Pennsylvania, doing reenactments at a big air show, the Reading Air Show. And one of the guest speakers was Colonel Tibbetts. So I had the pleasure of actually meeting him, shaking his hand, and asking him what he thought about dropping the bomb. And pretty much he said, you know what, that was our job. That's what I was told to do. He said, you know, pretty much he saved a million of our soldiers' lives by dropping it. And honestly, he would do it again if he had to.
Then he got to do it with the mic and dropped it. Boom, done.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, the following year he had passed away. He fell at an airport, and but he traveled. He traveled all over giving talks for the day he died. You know.
Oh, I'm just looking him up now. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, right. And then Arlie Ermey, dude. You know, he seems like he's a bad, you know, badass person, but he's actually he's down to earth, and he enjoyed doing some shots with us.
This is the guy from Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket, that's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So apparently that when they were doing these shots, you know, they would film him yelling all day.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody can do that.
No. It's a trained voice for that.
And, exactly.
Apparently he had really bad breath. It was coffee and cigarettes.
Oh.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah. So he was getting right up on everybody.
Yeah.
No.
That explains their faces.
They were all asked, you know, when he was yelling at you, did you ever blow a take because you were laughing?
Went pew.
And he said, no, it was so gross.
Yeah.
And he was so intimidating.
Yeah.
That they couldn't laugh.
No, I wouldn't dare.
Right.
I'll yell at you again.
Right. So.
Yeah, you think he was intimidating, but when you met him, you know, he comes off walking down the street in his uniform like, you don't want to mess with him. But he was shaking hands with people, and then we had a canteen full of some apple schnapps, and we offered it to him. And he's like, yeah, right. I'll do some with you.
And he baked brownies. It was awesome.
Well, Dan, what you're doing, man, is a great service to the country and to all those who have served. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for what you're doing.
Hey, thanks, man. And if everybody is interested in ever contacting me, if you link up my information, I'm always looking to do shows for other people. And if they're looking to find a home for stuff to preserve,
that's
got
great.
My number.
That's great. A lot of folks have things from their dads or grandfathers that just sitting in a drawer somewhere. It'd be really cool if people could see it.
Exactly.
So
And a lot of people throw their stuff out. They don't care anymore. They're just like, if I knew you were interested, I wouldn't have thrown out his uniform.
Oh, never throw that out, man.
Anybody want to give you a live grenade?
That's kind of happened, and there's some other things that I've been offered.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about
it. It's missing a pin.
No,
hold this.
I'll let somebody else
take it. Look, it's a pineapple.
Hey, Dan, we're going to link up to all your stuff at WPLR.com and 95.9thefox.com. Thanks for coming on the eve of Veterans Day, Wednesday, November 11th.
And when I do my shows this week, I'm going to be donating half the proceeds to the toys charity that you're doing for the kids.
Oh, now you tell
me. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Well, now we got to have you
on. And I live right up the road from AJ's Box and at the McDermott, so I'll be there.
Awesome.
Oh, and I think coming up, we're going to hear what song you're going to be annoyed with if you live right down the street from there.
Exactly. Hold on to that grenade.
Dan, thank you for everything, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you.